Nordstrom, you've seen this, is selling these blue jeans that are pre-stained.
I know. They're like $400. $400,
right. They look like they've got mud stains all over them.
Which is crazy, isn't it? To look like you've been hard at work somewhere. Manual labor or something.
It's people that have never lifted a hammer in their
exactly.
life.
Exactly.
That would be me.
They're your jeans, Ro. Right. $425.
Oh, well, I do housework. I mean, I'm good at like fixing stuff around the house. I can lift a hammer for that. I actually even have a tool belt. I just like to put it. Oh yeah,
that tool belt would look great on these mud jeans.
Yes, I think that's the point of these things. But I don't actually. But I don't. I mean,
See, they're actually mud stained. They're not like the. Like, I see what you mean. I thought you just meant like a light print or like a
no.
White
they're
stain.
Like stained. They look like they're mud stained. Right. Yeah. And they're $425.
Unbelievable. It's like buying jeans with holes in them.
Yeah, well, and there's like mud all over the crotchal region, which is kind of disgusting.
Does it feel like dry, like mud on the jeans?
I don't know. They look really dirty, and they actually look real. Like you just did go and do some work in the mud somewhere.
Like part of them still look wet,
yeah,
and parts
right.
look dry.
Right. But the part like where the zipper area is, it looks like, you know, like you stuck your crotch into a mud pile.
The rear end is pretty covered, too, by the way.
Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. That's all you need.
Yep.
Right? Why don't they just do that? Why doesn't Nordstrom in their... I mean, remember Nordstrom, and I love Nordstrom. And I think Nordstrom is, you know, like for a men's store, is pretty good.
Well, the shoe department is outrageous.
Right. But, I mean, why don't they just... And I know this is they just decided to buy this from the designer, whoever's doing this.
It's not their fault.
I mean, why don't they just have them dirty in the back, right? Well, and then see how well those sell.
Did you hear how they described them? Heavily distressed denim that embody rugged Americana workwear that's seen some hard work in action with a crackled, caked-on, muddy coating that shows you're not afraid to get down and dirty.
I want someone to go up to a construction worker here in downtown Chicago and show them these jeans for sale and get their thoughts on this as they're walking around.
These are $425. That's what you make in 2 days of working, sir.
Well, they could make extra money by selling their jeans after they wear them at the construction site
All
for
of
$200.
A sudden, construction workers are the hot look right now.
I don't really get this look, to be honest. I just
Is there male and female versions or just male?
This is just a male thing so far. Trust me, I don't think I understand it. You know, there's an Insta account called Tragic Denim, and this is like it's a very funny site, a very funny page, and this is like they're all over this. This is where the rubber hits the road here for people like this.
Right. I mean, trying to explain holes in jeans to my grandma and my dad growing up was hard enough. Now the mud stained.
Right.
Your grandma's going to be like washing your pants while you're wearing them.
They're not coming out.
Not coming out. Violette, you ruined pants.
I know. She's going to be really
How much
upset.
You pay for these? $425.
Oh, God.
She'd love that.
Smack me. A couple times.
Are they selling? Are they moving
Maybe
these?
Not anymore because it's gotten so much negative publicity.
Well, because it's crazy and dumb.
Yeah, it's crazy and dumb. Now, Reebok, not to be outdone, Reebok is trolling the $425 muddy jeans with fake $425 sweaty t-shirt.
To look like pre-sweated, to look like you went to the gym or something, or did something really rigorous.
Right, as a guy who's like 100 pounds overweight.
Yes.
It's not the first time, though. There were sweaters with like paint stains on them that I saw in Nordstrom once in the guys section. I'm like, you guys are crazy. Like, you painted a room wearing that sweater.
Right. I just don't understand. I
don't understand the trend either.
No.
I wish someone could explain it. That obviously these things are selling.
Trend.
I mean, I've got jeans. I mean, I've had jeans with like the holes in them. And then the problem with that is it gets like bigger and bigger, you know, and it's sort
it
of
does.
Like, yeah.
And
it's
then
like,
it gets a little outrageous.
Yes.
Like there's less jean and there's more skin and then it's sort of.
And it's stupid. And then my kneecap gets cold. I mean, I don't want my kneecap to be cold.
I get a little hole in a jean, I start fidgeting with it, and I look down, and it's like a giant hole. I'm like, oh, these are done.
Or you try to put you try to get them on again, and your like toe hits it.
Oh, yeah.
Goes all the way down.
Then I was like, and then I have these other jeans that I bought that have like they're distressed, and it looks like they're coming apart, but they're not. They're actually the part where they look like they're coming apart is stronger than the rest of the jeans, because it's like they use super glue or something on them. But then it feels like I'm standing in super glue. I don't know what the hell to do with that either. And why am I buying these things?
Well, explain the ripped jean thing, because the ripped jeans things, I understand you have a little rip here, a little rip there. It naturally happens, whatever. But people are buying jeans that are pre-ripped, and they're buying the ones that are so ripped in like the front, like there's just not any jean.
I think it works with females, with guys who have hairy legs and pale legs. It's
I don't think it's a look for guys, but I think like a nice pair of heels, some ripped jeans.
Girls can pull it off.
Yeah, it looks nice.
It's supposed to look like you don't care, kind of thing. Like this is just my cash look, or I mean, like what is the look, the appeal?
I don't know. It just looks good.
It's also flashing a little skin. But for guys, like, you know,
I'm
like a gorilla down there, and so like all I need is like hair poking out of the holes. Of the jeans. It's sort of like, what has happened there, Mr. Khan? I don't know. There's all of a sudden there's like, you know, there's thigh hair, just like that literally when I get out of the shower, I shake like a dog. It's the only way to actually dry myself.
That is quite an image.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
What if you get on an airline wearing those?
Right.
Too much
legs,
sir.
While I whip this out.
No, it's accidental. It's my jeans.
Yeah, sorry.
It's my jeans.
I didn't mean
my mud-covered jeans don't have a zipper either.
Yeah, I don't understand. I don't understand.
Just doing some yard work.
Yeah.
I live in an apartment, but I was doing some yard work.
Right, like you've ever seen a yard.
I live in a condo downtown.
Yeah.
You don't have a yard.
Right. Right now, the only person who's been in my yard is the architect guy. That's it. Right? It's like
he's building your deck and he's walking out your front door with those on.
Right. And it's like, and I'm going to go out there and I'm going to walk out there. Yeah, look at the work I did. And they're out there sweating and doing all the stuff.
He's like, where did you find all that mud? I've been building this
right.
deck.
We've made this so that you don't have to be in the mud, sir.
Rough day at work.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Tough guy. Tough guy. Look, I got jeans. I got gorilla hair coming out of my jeans. And then there's mud. I'm drawing
Great
some
look.
Mud. All right. Judy Pylak's got the WGN News coming your way in 2 minutes.